Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We are going to do a less traditional message this week, that is the week that the Christian church calls Holy Week. We are going to take a look at some pictures of Jesus through his words on the cross. There are seven passages which quote Jesus from the cross. The first is found in the 19th chapter of the Gospel of John, the 26th and 27th verses. I believe this is the first. I'm going to give you the order that I believe and have confidence in. You can do your own arrangement, but the order I believe is the correct one, and therefore let's jump in. In the 19th chapter of John, let's go to the 25th verse to give some context. Jesus has just been hung, nailed, if you will, to the cross. It says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene." Interesting, the only ones named are women. "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved," and there's only one reference in Scripture other than this phrase, speaking of whom Jesus loved, and that's found in the 11th chapter of John, and it's referring to Lazarus. So we could read, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and Lazarus, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother." This picture in the despicable state that he was in shows the care Jesus had for our earthly care. The apostle Peter says, "Cast your cares upon him, for your cares are his constant concern." Not just spiritual, but our earthly life also is of concern to Jesus. Having said that, while still in a state of looking at the people and a state of caring For his creation, and it was his creation that had turned against him and hung him, Jesus Christ, on a cross, he says in Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now he turns to that part of our life which is eternal. And consummates, if you will, that phrase found over and over again, that God's mercy endureth forever. The third statement of Christ from the cross is found in the 43rd verse of Luke 23, but let's go to the 42nd verse first. Let's go to the 39th verse first to give us even more proper context, or complete context. 39th verse reads, as one of the two malefactors, the two thieves, commonly known, hung side by side with Jesus. One of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Challenging. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, don't you fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. He testifies here that there is more to life than what we see. And reminds us who have put our confidence in him, our trust in him, our faith in him, that on the day this earthly life ceases to exist, we shall be with him in paradise. As the time of the cross continues, and as that prophecy of Isaiah, which says, all we like sheep, Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. As the recipient of God's wrath that was due us, that was laid on Jesus Christ, the sin of the whole world. And the result of that sin being removed from the presence of God, Jesus cries. And he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? That we might understand that he became sin for us. Think of that. But in this state of realized sin and realized consequence, that is, sin which removed us from the presence of God, he shows us his faith, wherein he says in Luke 23:46, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. I put in trust in your hands of my spirit. Oh, the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20 says it so wonderfully to all of us. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but the life we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. The sixth picture is a picture of the humanity of Jesus, who was at the same time all human and all God. And his humanity comes through as he had not only suffered the wrath of his creation against himself, their creator, but the wrath of God, and his humanity comes out and he says, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. That's John 19:26. And the last words of Jesus are found in the 30th verse of John 19, which says, "And when Jesus therefore received the vinegar," that is, that response to the humanness of Jesus, "he said, 'It is finished.'" That the plan of God revealed to us from the very beginning of the Word of God, that plan of salvation, having paid the price necessary for our redemption, that is the perfect life, that is the life of the Son of God, that is the life of Jesus Christ, he said, "It is finished." Telestai is the word. It's from the root teleo, that is, that which is complete. And this is the ultimate completion. It is finished. Our salvation is not of ourselves. It is of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Matthew, after these words, these insights, these of Jesus, these fulfillment of the scriptures, of his care for us, of his mercy for us, of his speaking of another life, of his faith, of his humanity, of his fulfillment, the finishing of the purpose of God, wherein we might be restored to God through Jesus Christ. In Matthew 27, 51, it says, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom." This veil, this curtain, this heavy curtain, which separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place in the temple, thick, cordoned off, not there to keep men out, but to keep God from being exposed to the sin of man. This veil, this curtain is now ripped in two from top to bottom, which no man could reach from top to bottom. No man had the strength to rip this veil in two. It was an act of God. It was to signify that the sin which separated God from us was now that veil ripped, that God might again have relation, personal relation with His creation, because that which separated us from God is now taken care of. The plan of God's salvation in Jesus Christ, it is finished. And we are restored to God. And the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who commended His Spirit into the hands of His Father. This is the God School. If you like what you hear, there is more to hear at thegodschool.com, and there is a way to respond to this message. Simply go to thegodschool.com, click on the comments, let me know that you have grabbed hold of this message, this wonderful insight into the Son of God, Jesus Christ, His care for us, His mercy for us. His faith for us, telling us He has finished the work. And that's the God School for today.